Two Christian girls are murdered in Iraq. What does this mean for the country's church? A ministry is bringing light to the darkness in Kenya's slums. And English lessons in Tanzania is exposing students to the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two Christian girls were recently murdered in Mosul, Iraq, when Al-Qaeda members stormed their home and blew it up. Due to the wave of anti-Christian attacks, many Christians are fleeing the city, says Carl Muller of Open Doors USA.
These Christians have fled in mass numbers to the Nineveh Plain area surrounding the city and are living literally in refugee situations in their own country as internally displaced people.
Muller says the Iraqi government had claimed they would step in on behalf of the Christians in Mosul, but they've clearly done an inadequate job. The church, however, continues to grow.
It's quite a paradox in some places because as persecution increases, the church also increases.
As the church grows, so does persecution. Muller wants you to pray for these suffering believers.
We know in Iraq the light is not going out, but we must stand with those Christians in their suffering. We must let them know that they're not forgotten.
Next, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir may have called for a ceasefire in Darfur to persuade the International Criminal Court not to pursue a war crimes indictment. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that's why it's getting a cautious and cool reception.
It sort of remains to be seen how far this is going to go, if there will be a ceasefire, if peace will be restored, and if the people who have been displaced there can return to their homes. But I think the world at this point is saying, okay, you said the right things, now let's see if the action follows the words.
Nettleton says they don't have teams in Darfur, but it's not too early for humanitarian aid ministries who are there to consider their next step.
As the people receive the aid and say, well, why are you here? Well, I care about you because Jesus cares about you. That can be an incredible window to be able to share the gospel and open the door to the message of Christ, the message of his love for the people of Darfur.
You're listening to Mission Network News. IA Network is shining the light of Christ into a Kenyan slum known as the Place of Darkness. On the outskirts of Nairobi, Kibera is home to about 1 million people. IA Network's Rody Rodehaver explains their partnership with the Church of Kibera makes a huge difference in the lives of the slum children.
Two things that are going to change the lives of the children of Kibera is one, to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and two, to get an education that will give them the power to walk out of Kibera, find a job, and begin to make a life for themselves away from the poverty and the hurt of this place.
Many have come to know Christ through Ion Network's evangelism and now attend church. Sponsors are still needed for their education.
In a place that has such a reputation for darkness, there is a wonderful light of Christ's love shining and bringing hope, and that people in America can be part of the solution.
Your gift of $32 a month can bring hope to these kids. Next, a Partners International associate opened a new branch of libraries in Indonesia. These libraries offer child scholarships for poor families of South Sumatra who can't send their kids to school. They also offer courses in conversational English. Teachers had a chance to practice speaking English with four Americans at a Partners-hosted event. At the library's opening, influential community leaders were encouraged to tell others about its services. Pray they see Christ through their Christian witness. And the Grace Ministries Tanzania team reports their English course is underway with over 100 students. It's designed to prepare students for entering secondary school where a major language change from Swahili to English takes place. The students are increasing their English vocabulary from the verses they're memorizing. Pray that God will touch lives through this education and expose many more to the gospel. Keep praying their new building will be completed this month. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book, Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.